Jesus teaches us that if we're going to be forgiven, we need to be willing to forgive others when they make mistakes, when they let us down, or when they hurt us. And the Bible says we have to be willing to forgive. But what does being willing to forgive another person mean? The first thing we say, the first thing to say is that by forgiving somebody, we're not saying that what they did was okay. It absolutely wasn't okay if they've hurt us, if they've upset us, if they've done something against us. Forgiving somebody isn't saying that it's okay. And sometimes that hurt is huge. It's big, it's painful, and it's bad. And it might even have had an ongoing impact in our lives over the years. Forgiving somebody isn't saying that what they have done is okay. And forgiving somebody isn't pretending that they didn't hurt us. It's not glossing over what they did. We must be honest. If it hurts, it hurts. And if it's a big hurt, we might only be able to forgive people a bit at a time, in stages. Sometimes forgiving somebody isn't something that we can do straight away or immediately. We can't do it quickly. But choosing to forgive just a little bit, or even deciding that one day, as soon as we can, we will forgive, is a really important first step. Forgiving is really difficult. It's easy for us to laugh about, as Paul said, those things that have happened some time ago. But forgiving is really, really difficult. Because forgiving somebody means that we're choosing not to hold against them what they've done to us. We're choosing not to hurt them back, even though they've hurt us. We're choosing not to talk about them in a bad way, complaining all the time about what they've done. And I think, as we said earlier, it's choosing to let go for our right for revenge. It also means that we hand them over to God. We don't judge them, but we hand them over for God to judge, and we trust that God isn't going to just sweep under the carpet those things that they've done wrong. Forgiveness is trusting that God will deal with that sin in the way that God thinks best. And I think this is a really brave thing to do, because you see, it can feel very unfair when somebody is treated as badly. What we want is for God to sort them out, to tell them what they've done wrong, and to punish them in some sort of fitting way because they've hurt us. And if he doesn't, we can say, God, that's not fair. But then we must remember how God has treated us when we've done things wrong. You see, we don't want God to be punishing towards us. We love the fact that he is good and kind and he treats us well. And so if we want God to be kind and forgiving towards us, we must remember that God will be kind and forgiving towards those that have hurt us. So it's a brave thing to do, to hand somebody over to God. Now, one of the things that we need to understand about forgiveness is that although it is another person that has hurt us, the issue of forgiveness is actually between us and God. The other person doesn't even need to be there in order for us to forgive them. They certainly don't need to say sorry to us in order for us to forgive them. It's a choice we make. It's a choice we make to obey God and to place that person into his hands. And we do that, and God asks us to do that, because God knows that choosing to forgive is good for our spiritual health, because it sets us free. So long as we don't forgive somebody, so long as we hold on to unforgiveness, we find ourselves in a prison of unforgiveness. The way they've hurt us is stuck to us, and we're kind of stuck to them. We can't break away, and it can cause us sometimes to grow further and further away from God, because this unforgiveness gets in the way. When we choose to forgive somebody, we're released from the prison of unforgiveness. Now, we might not ever get back to being friends again, because it will depend on how the person behaves and whether we can trust them again. But even if we lose them as a friend, to forgive allows us to keep on walking closely with God, because our unforgiveness is no longer getting in the way. So we're going to spend a few moments now thinking about those that have hurt us, thinking about those that we might need to forgive. And so what we're going to do, we're going to have a moment or two quiet, and we're just going to ask God to bring any names to us, or maybe something that somebody has done. And as he shows us people, can I ask you to write their name down on that piece of paper that I brought around a few moments ago? Because what we're going to do as a way of saying, I am choosing to forgive this person, or I'm choosing to start to forgive this person, or I'm committing today as soon as I can to start forgiving somebody, I'm going to ask you to bring that piece of paper to the front, and we're going to pop it in the shredder at the foot of the cross. We may be able to forgive fully, we may be able to forgive in part. We may say, I can't forgive today, but God, I promise you, I am going to. So let's have a moment of silence and ask God to show us those people that we need to forgive.